Ah, young squire, it is marvellous to see you. Oh, you do not have to kneel yet, squire. You only have to do that once we start the knighting ceremony. Your master must be so proud of you. I mean, I have only heard the stories of what you did, but slaying a rampaging manticore in one of the kingdom's towns single-handedly, well, it is quite the feat. Your master undoubtedly trained you very well. However, I am told that is not the only reason you are worthy of becoming a knight. According to the royal advisers, your skills with a sword are only matched by your brave heart, and your wit is just as sharp as your blade. Ah, do not blush, young squire. Your master is an honourable man, and the king and queen, as well as myself, recognise he would never so much as exaggerate your prowess. Not only that, but the people you have saved spoke out about how grateful they were for their rescue. You have earned this, young squire. I suppose I will not be calling you that for long now. Even though I have just met you, that feels strange to me. Ah, forgive my self-indulgent thoughts, young squire. There is confusion on your face. If you have a question, I grant you permission to ask it. You are confused as to why we are all alone in the throne room. Well, you see, it has long time been tradition in our great kingdom for the princess alone to go through the ceremony of knighting a squire. This is why your master is not present at this moment, nor any of your family or friends. You think it's an honour to be knighted by such a beautiful woman? Oh, that is as sweet as the frosting on a cake. Come forward, young squire. I cannot wait to bestow you the honour of knighthood any longer. Okay, now, brandish your sword. No, young squire, your other sword? Do you not understand the knighting ritual? Oh, no need to be embarrassed, young squire. I just assumed you had been told beforehand. Oh dear, this must have been an oversight on your master's side. How am I to explain this? Okay. Young squire, I must insist that you shed your clothing this instant. Do not be embarrassed. Your body is fit and sexy. It is worthy of these royal eyes. I swear it. The fruits of your training are visually apparent, and your sword looks quite mighty indeed. But before we get into that, do not look away. I wish for you to gaze upon my beautiful body. Do not resist the devilish temptations drawing your eyes to my nude form. Embrace them and stare in awe. Now, bow down, young squire. I am sorry, I did not mean that literally. I suppose I got a little excited. However, as long as you are on your knees, perhaps you are interested in starting out your ceremony and servicing your princess with your mouth. Oh, no hesitation, I see. You have loyalty to match your strength and courage. That is splendid. There, keep licking my clit just like that. I hope you do not mind if I pull your head closer with my hands. I simply need that tongue of yours. Fuck, young squire. I am lucky to be the one to knight you. You are such a strong, brave squire, and I am the one that gets to feel your tongue on my pussy. Did you place your hands on my ass? No, do not apologize. Put them back and keep licking. Do you enjoy touching your princess's ass, young squire? You may squeeze it if you wish, you know. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Do not stop. Do not stop, no matter what happens, young squire. This feels so fucking good. Oh, yes, your tongue is magical. Oh, my body feels like it is on fire. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, do not stop. Do not stop. I am going to... I am going to come. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my. That was rather fast. I must have been more aroused than I thought. Thank you for your service. Your sword seems to have grown. Did dining on my pussy turn you on? I can tell, seeing as you have not let go of my ass yet. Do not be embarrassed, young squire. You easily and expertly brought me to bliss. I believe you have earned the right to touch my ass. Now, let us continue this little knighting ceremony, shall we? Spectacular. Stand up and follow me. Now, sit on my throne. I will not hear any objections. It is just a large chair, nothing more. Now sit your sexy ass down on my throne, young squire. Oh, it is just... the throne suits you rather handsomely, is all. I am aware, I just stated that it is simply an oversized chair, but your figure melts into it nicely. And your cock sticking up from your form, almost demanding my attention. I am sorry if I seem distracted. Now, prepare for the next stage of the ceremony. Spread your legs out a little bit. Now, I am going to sit on your lap. What is the matter, young squire? Will you not be able to handle a princess on your lap? Nonsense. You have faced monsters most ferocious and trained under masters most strict. Surely, laying with the princess shall be no issue at all. Now hold still. There we go. Now, it is only a matter of making sure your sword penetrates my body. I must say, it is a good thing the throne is big enough to make room for this sort of activity. Okay. It is inside of my womanhood now. As was expected of you, it feels quite good. You are going to be a knight soon. Are you excited? I suppose so. Being more focused on the immediate situation is completely understandable. All right, it is time to commence the bouncing. Yes, I thought the filled feeling I had at first was good, but this... I am so grateful that our knighting traditions are so odd. Without them, I would not have an excuse to do things such as this. Especially not with a fine specimen such as yourself. It is unfortunate that fate may only allow us to fuck once. Though, if that is the case, we should make the most of it, you and I. So, sit still, and I shall ride you like the fine stallion you are. Fuck! Oh, fuck, oh my goodness. Oh, yes. You seem to be affected by this, young squire. Do you like that? Do you like this plump royal ass clapping against your lap? Do you like the feeling of my wet pussy gripping your dick like it never wants to let go? I thought so. You must feel utterly kingly right now, sitting on a throne, a princess riding your cock, her arms wrapped around your neck. You look stunning on a throne. I am not suggesting anything. Perish the thought. I am... noting the attractiveness of the squire I am riding, nothing more. Oh, you look so embarrassed when I compliment you. It is too acute. No, really, you are banging a princess on her throne, and you are trying to tell me you do not feel even a slight boost of ego. Well, yes, I suppose you are right. It is technically my duty to fuck you. Oh, but it is pleasurable. I am using many words to describe that because I feel it is most cathartic to be able to fully express how much I love this experience. Everything about it. Your dick stretching my pussy, my body pressed closely against yours. Oh, that adorable, embarrassed look that refuses to leave your face. It is so good. I want... May I... need it. Oh, fuck. Right there, squire. I think some of my pussy juice may have leaked onto your lap. Is the throne stained? That is okay. I will regret it later. For now, I need more. Fuck. More. Oh, there is a legend that spread throughout this kingdom. The legend states that the pussy of a princess gifts a newly knighted squire with enhanced strength and skill and increases his mobility and heroism. It is difficult to believe. You may become more heroic than you already are. But somehow that makes this experience all the more sweeter. The idea that my pussy may be filling you with strength is, well, it is a turn-on, to put it simply. Sharpen your sword in my royal pussy, young squire. Oh, despite the physical toll on my body, I cannot stop bouncing. Oh, there is a hunger deep inside me. I will not stop until it is gone. Oh, fuck. Oh, my goodness. There is something so naughty about fucking you on the throne. Oh, this is the official symbol of my political power, and I am bouncing on your cock like some sort of animal in heat. Is the dirty talk too much for you, young squire? Your face is so red, despite me being the one doing the heavy lifting. Oh, too cute. You really are too cute. And this really feels so divine. My strength is leaving me, so I think that the legend might be true. No, wait, that is not what is happening. Oh, forgive me for being indecent, but I think I'm going to come. Oh, right there. Right there. Oh, so divine, young squire. Fuck. 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 I have said that word a lot recently. Oh, and I do believe I am quite satisfied with this experience. I got to ride a cute and handsome young squire. Oh, yes, I forgot. You must find bliss as well. I am not necessarily too exhausted to continue bouncing, but do you wish to thrust into me until your climax? Oh, you really know how to show a woman an enjoyable time. Oh, I am so excited. We are getting to my favourite part of the whole ceremony. Well, aside from the time I come, I suppose. Oh, you have made those quite memorable for me. But that is beside the point. The point is that I can see you already. Your cute face looking more desperate by the second. The point is that your battering ram is bursting into my castle gates. The point is that I can feel your cock pulsing inside of me. Are you going to come for me, young squire? You are? Yes. Yes, now. Now, in a second, I am going to get on my knees for you while you sit on my throne. When that happens, I need you to shoot your cum all over my royal body. No, this is in no way disrespectful. This is the important part of the knighting ritual. Now, are you ready? Oh, who am I kidding? You can barely contain the wave of bliss in your body that came from fucking your princess. Okay. Okay. Yes, fuck. Yes, that's it. Stroke it just like that. Now, unleash yourself. I know how badly you want to cover me in your thick semen. Do it. Do. Yes! Yes, just like that, just like that. Let it out. Come all over me, young squire. Oh dear, that was quite the load. It covered my breasts, my face, even my shoulders. It appears I got some in my hair. Do not apologize, young squire. You did exactly as you were told. And you did it very well. Do not attempt to wipe the cum off my body yet. We are not done with the ceremony yet. Squire, hand me your sword. Now, Ignore the fact that your princess is covered in your hot, sticky seed and kneel down. Honourable Squire, for the loyalty you have shown for this kingdom, for the willingness you have shown to protect it, for the competency in which you wield your weapon and your mind, and for the mind-blowing sex you have just given your princess, I now dub you an official royal knight of this kingdom. So, you feel any different, young squire? Oh, pardon me, young knight. I am glad to hear it. You may collect your clothing and make your way back to your master, or your family, or whoever you choose to celebrate the occasion with. And do not dare worry about me. My servants will clean my body and my throne. Wait, one more thing. I am not supposed to do this. However, if I did not do this, I would simply never forgive myself. Young knight, you adorable warrior, if I ever manage to slip away from my personal guard and into your bedchambers, would you like to lay with me yet again? Even after fucking a princess, you still get embarrassed over the very notion that I may want to do it again. Well, I suppose you will have time to come up with an answer, now that one of your many duties is to guard me. So long, young knight. I will be seeing you.